This is Tony Silvera, and you're listening to Little Devotional. Please check us online at the iTunes Store or at littledevotional.com. Truth or Consequences was a famous game show that started on radio and then made the transition to TV. I remember being a kid and playing this famous game. The first step of the game was for the host to ask a question and for the contestant to answer before the buzzer sounded. Most of the questions were something no one would know, and the contestant usually got it wrong and had to play the second part of the game. On step two, prepare for the consequences. The main part of the show was the part where the contestant would perform the consequence. This was usually a stunt to entertain the audience, but there were times it was sentimental, like reuniting loved ones. God doesn't play games with us. But in 1 Chronicles 29:17, King David says, "I know, my God, that you test the heart and are pleased with integrity." Hebrews 4:13 says, "Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight." Everything we say and do is known by God. Nothing is hidden from Him. As Christians, we need to be people of integrity, because your life may be the only Bible that someone will read. Looking for people of integrity in our generation could perhaps be compared to searching a needle in a haystack. Maybe easier to identify a grain of salt in a snowstorm. True men and women of integrity are rare indeed. Are you one of them? Is your life characterized by integrity? The Bible indicates what our lives should be. In Acts chapter 5, it's told the story of a couple, Ananias and Sapphira. One of the things that distinguishes people of God is honesty and truthfulness. This is what makes the behavior of Ananias and Sapphira so terrible. Acts chapter 5, verse 1. "Now a man named Ananias, together with his wife Sapphira, also sold a piece of property. With his wife's full knowledge, he kept back part of the money for himself, but brought the rest and put it at the apostles' feet. Then Peter said, 'Ananias, how is Satan has so filled your heart that you have lied to the Holy Spirit and have kept for yourself some of the money you received for the land? Didn't it belong to you before it was sold? And after it was sold, wasn't the money at your disposal? What made you think of doing such thing? You have not lied to man, but to God.' When Ananias heard this, he fell down and died. And great fear seized all who heard what happened. Then the young man came forward, wrapped his body, and carried him out and buried him. About 3 hours later, his wife came in, not knowing what happened. Peter asked her, 'Tell me, is this the price you and Ananias got for the land?' 'Yes,' she said, 'that is the price.' Peter said to her, 'How could you agree to test the Spirit of the Lord? Look, the feet of the men who buried your husband are at the door, and they will carry you out also.' At that moment, she fell down at his feet and died. Then the young man came in hand, finding her dead, carried her out and buried her beside her husband. Great fear seized the whole church and all who heard about these events." One of the things that distinguishes the people of God is our honesty and our truthfulness. That's what makes the behavior of Ananias and Sapphira so terrible. Peter isn't mad at them because they didn't give enough money. He's mad because they lied about it. They cared more about looking good for people than being good for God. Ananias and Sapphira and many Christians give generously to churches. Apparently, they did a good thing. George MacDonald wrote, "Half the misery in the world comes from trying to look instead of trying to be what one is not." God tests the heart. David says, "I know, my God, that you test the heart and are pleased with integrity." Check us online at littledevotional.com and learn how you can download this podcast directly into your iPhone, iPod, BlackBerry, or other. If you prefer social media, just go to audioboo.fm/littledevotional. You can download the Audioboo app for free at the iTunes Store and listen to our program on the road.